If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hey, want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, has all that great music behind our cow commercials. Get on our website, click on his link, order his music. You can't do that anymore.
they pulled it down, didn't they?
Old habits die hard, that's for sure. You know what? We will continue to play Rich's music so you can hear it.
In perpetuity.
You bet. Yes. All right. Hey, let's have some music.
Oh, please.
Yeah. Yeah. Sons of the San Joaquin are riding along with us. Anything but a cowboy.
I paid my dues like all buckaroos who insisted on riding the bad ones. I've had my share of bad breaks and bruises. You bet I could tell you some sad ones. Now I ride the trail where the coyotes wail. The pony's my only companion. That's why I'll never want to be anything but a cowboy. I swing along with a lonesome song. My pony's a steppin' so easy. He don't seem to care as we're climbing up there where the air's turning colder and breezy. I stop to make camp and I trim the old lamp and I sit by the campfire and I listen. That's why I'll never want to be anything but a cowboy. Lobo. Calling his name, hoot out a hootin', it's getting late. Saw breezes sighing, wild critters hiding. My world's a wonderful world up here where I'm a riding. In a myriad stars light, I ponder the night and gaze on its splendorous treasure. A beauty so rare, just a hanging up there. The Lord did it all for my pleasure. I wake with the dawn, the thrill lingers on. I bow, I worship with wonder. That's why I'll never want to be anything but a cowboy. I've paid my dues like all buckaroos who insisted on riding the bad ones. I've had my share of bad breaks and bruises. You bet I could tell you some sad ones. Now I ride the trail where the coyotes wail. The pony's my only companion. That's why I'll never want to be anything but a cowboy. That's why I'll never want to be anything but a cowboy. That's why I'll never want to be anything but a cowboy.
Man, that is good stuff there from the Sons of the San Joaquin.
Yep. Good boys.
Yeah, darn right. Anything but a cowboy. That's all I've ever wanted to be. We heard that a few times last weekend, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I've ever wanted to do.
That's all I've ever wanted to do. It's all I've ever wanted to be.
Yep.
We heard that a lot. We were talking about the videos. They are available. You can purchase
the whole video.
You can purchase the videos of all the inductees, or you can purchase just one.
Right.
If you're so inclined, just, you know, interested in one inductee at all.
Right.
We'll tell you how to get all this stuff. We'll also tell you how to participate.
Participate, yep. Absolutely. You know, yep. There is no such thing as a free lunch.
Boy, isn't that a true statement? And we made that clear when we were running the live auctions.
Right, right.
Started the auction with saying, this isn't an opportunity to find a good deal.
No, no.
All right? If you're looking for a good deal, this is the wrong outfit. What we need is you to overbid mm-hmm. and overpay for some things that you might need or may need, not even want.
For a good cause.
Yeah, for a good cause.
For an excellent yep. cause.
I mean, we came home with stuff we didn't even want.
Right.
Yep. But it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. And the beauty of it is it's you can write it off.
It's all tax deductible. Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah.
Probably one of my favorite parts of the whole weekend. I want you to talk to him a little bit about coffee with cowboys.
You know, I was really apprehensive how this was going to go.
Right.
But then, you know, the closer we got to showtime, I had to ease it back up, you know, and this will be fine. Yeah. And we had four of the finest cowboys you can imagine.
Yeah, so Candy was the one who came up with this idea.
What a great idea.
She says, okay, we're going to have four inductees, and we're going to have Big Brother Jim. Big Brother Jim's going to conduct a panel, and he's going to get these old boys talking and telling stories.
Well, and that was my fear. How do you get an old cowboy to start talking, especially about himself?
Well, see, that's the thing. You can't really get them to talk about themselves, but if you get them to talk about horses,
certain subjects,
yep. wrecks and things yep. like that, right?
Man, it was awesome. It really was. Them guys, you know, got their cup of coffee and yeah. Ask a few questions, and good questions.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just stand back and let them go.
That's it. You had to let them warm up just a little bit.
Yeah, we had to warm them up.
Well, they're not used to grabbing a microphone.
No. Heavens, no. Okay. You know, and yeah, there were a time or two. Hold that up.
But, yeah.
You know, especially Kevin.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I was worried.
Yep.
For Kevin.
So
it wasn't a problem.
We had Steve Bossman from Oshoto.
Yep.
We had Kevin Campbell from Bondurant. We had Steve James from Daniel, right?
Yep.
And we had Matt Avery yep. from Rosette.
Rosette, yeah.
Yeah. And those were the four cowboys.
You know, and they were perfect.
What,
you know?
Yeah. What made me laugh is you ask the questions, you know, let's talk about any of your spectacular wrecks and things like that. And they come up with some right off the bat. Steve Bossman says, man, I don't really remember one. And then somebody in the audience says, tell the story about that black horse.
Yeah.
And then, man.
That was Matt.
It was Matt that said that because Matt Avery sold this horse to Steve Bossman.
Steve, yeah. And it was a good one.
Oh,
it's an excellent story.
It was a dang good story, and it ended up that this bronc ended up as a dude horse and one of the best dude horses these folks ever
well,
owned.
Well, that's proof positive. Yep. God takes care of drunks and dudes.
You got it. Yep. How about a little cowpoke poetry?
Oh, what you got?
Well, you know what? I am just a cowboy. If I were king of many lands, you'd see me with different eyes. You'd kneel and kiss my ring, wanting what my money buys. But I am just a cowboy. I've always remained the same. The most treasured things I own is this title and my name. If I were a slick politician, you would flock to be by my side. You'd take my opinion as law, even if I cheated and I lied. But I am just a cowboy. I speak plain and simple truth. I respect those around me and have ever since my youth. If I were a big movie star, your kids would idolize me. Even if unfaithful to my wife, stealing virtue that wasn't free, but I am just a cowboy. This family I have is my life. To me, nothing is more precious than my children and my wife. If I were a pro athlete, you'd admire my strength and skill. My salary would buy my freedom if I choose to rape or kill. But I am just a cowboy. I work hard for chicken feed. I'll never be rich or wealthy, but have everything that I need. If I were a trust fund child, you'd envy the life I'm living. I'd buy relationships and friends, ungrateful for all I am given. But I am just a cowboy, with feet planted on this sod, thankful for all of my blessings and know they all come from God. My word is a binding contract. Hard work is the trail I choose. I live for life's simple pleasures and don't care if I win or lose. This life I've chosen to follow brings me satisfaction and joy, and I thank the good Lord daily to have been born just a cowboy. Yeah, that's right. I'm just a cowboy. That's all I am, right?
That's all. Well, I and ever like you said,
we're not a pimple on a cowboy's butt. But anyway, All right. Here is Dick's pick.
Here it is. Yep. This is Gus's pick.
Yep. Nephew Gus requested.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Tex Ritter.
Rex Allen.
Rex Allen.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
Yes.
Rex Allen.
And?
Who shot the hole in my sombrero?
You got it.
Who shot the hole in my sombrero? Who put the bullet through the heart? Who shot the hole in my sombrero? Who would do a terrible thing like that? Was it Nita or Lolita? Are they jealous 'cause I find new senorita? Was it Pancho from the rancho? Did he do this because I kiss his wife? It's better I get on my horse and gallop far away. With bullets flying everywhere, it isn't safe to stay. Some hombre sure is mad at me, so I don't hang around. The next hole that the bullet make, it could be lower down. Who shot the hole in my sombrero? Who put the bullet through the heart? Who shot the hole in my sombrero? Oh, who would do a terrible thing like that? Was it Nina or Rosina? Are they mad 'cause I give all their jewels to Tina? Was it Chico from Tampico? I sell him mine, but he no find the gold. My sombrero. Who put the bullet through the heart? Who shot the hole in my sombrero? Oh, who could do a terrible thing like that? Was it Tony?
See, that's entertaining.
There you go, Gus.
That's good entertainment right there. Good clean fun right there, you bet. I don't know if you could record that these days or not, but we're going to play it.
We're absolutely going to play it. That's right. Yes.
Hey, we need to ditch out to another cow commercial, and the good news is when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.